We're going high energy on today's show.
Whoa.
We're going hot mics on today's show.
I feel
show.
Like those levels are liars. I'm not that loud.
No, neither am I. All right, let's try this again. High energy. Burn the boats.
Burn the boats.
That's right.
We're coming to Marad. you think we're leaving here with the gold and riches?
Nope. No, no.
We're setting up camp.
We're spreading smallpox, son.
Burning the boats.
The time is 6:08 in the PM. You are still listening to 91.7 KOPFM Hornsby, Austin, or online at KOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. 472-K-O-O-P.
We just heard Zero Boys off their 1982 masterpiece, Vicious Circle. Why am I so high energy? I need to bring it down. That was Civilization's Dying. Zero Boys, hot stuff.
Prior to that, Phoenix with the track 1901 off their album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. They are French.
Are they really French?
I believe so, yeah.
They don't sound French.
Well, they sing in English, apparently.
That's stupid.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I thought the euro was up. Dollar was down.
Yeah, you don't have to pander.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No, I would pander. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I was, you're pandering in the wrong direction.
I'd be a regular panda bear.
Oh, you are a regular panda bear.
What?
Yeah, you got two different colors of hair and you're Chinese. Hey, everybody. Things done on the show are the opinions of those people who said them and nobody else's. Yip, 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 yam, 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 yam. Thanks to What's a Girl to Do. This is their last time opening up for us. Because next week we switch to the summer season.
That's right.
Schedule or whatever. But Mascot Wedding ain't going nowhere.
Nope. We're like the Rock of Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm.
Except radio waves emit from us.
Mm-hmm.
And we entertain you or we try our damnedest.
And I believe that for a while we were going to have Taco the Town with Pete Mendez in front of us.
Uh-huh.
But now it looks like Spanish Rock Radio.
That is correct.
We'll be joining the new Saturday lineup, which means this is the last day for co-ops over the sweater Saturday.
That is correct. Last day for this.
Yes, because every season we get a new theme.
Mm-hmm.
First it was New Power.
It was when we were on Thursday, it was the New Power Revolution?
New Power Thursdays?
No, that's Prince. Never mind. It was New Power Thursdays. And then we moved to Saturdays and it was the Saturday Revolution.
I thought it was the New Power Saturday Revolution. And Thursdays were just the New Power Thursdays.
No. Can we get the archivist? Can we get the Mascot Waiting archivist
Greg,
to call in?
Greg, can you look
that
up?
Yeah, Greg, do us a solid. Call in.
Greg will look that up for
anyway,
us.
Anyway, so after that, we had Grand Slam Saturday.
Grand Slam Saturday. You know why it was Grand Slam Saturday?
Why?
Because we touched them all.
Boom.
All your bases are covered.
That's right.
Done. You like, what do you like? What do you like, David? What kind of music do you like?
I like rock and roll.
Psh, we got that.
I also like...
You got Stronger Than Dirt. What else do you like?
I like music that takes me places.
Takes you places.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that. Lounge show.
I like Celebrating Dead People.
Oh, Graveside Service.
Nice.
Takes you places. Ventures in Sound. You like in-depth interviews with older comedians. Clear Spot.
There it is.
That's right. I hear they're going to who's that guy on the show? They're going to have that old... You know who I'm talking about?
They're having what's his name? Bruce Baum is going to be
Bruce
on
Baum.
There.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're going to interview him today.
Oh, wait, is that next week? Because they might be finishing up their two-parter with Charles Fleischer this week. The voice of Roger Rabbit.
I know, yeah. And then I know I'm really looking forward to their interview with Jim J. Bullock coming up, talking about that show he did with Ted Knight.
Yeah.
What was that called? Too Close for Comfort?
Too Close for Comfort.
That's Monroe. Monroe.
1 week we're going to do this entire show as Ted Knight.
And that week is today.
Yay!
472-5667. Mary.
Okay, so we're finishing up Over the Sweater Saturday.
Oh, it isn't Over the Sweater. You know why?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what?
No. Go ahead. You, go ahead.
Why? No, why? Because we're gentlemen. That's why. We keep it over the sweater.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're your friends.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be something more.
That's right.
But out with the old, in with the new. We need a new theme for the upcoming season.
That's right. If you want to call in and suggest a theme, we will listen to it.
That's right. 472-5667. We'll be here for the next 48 minutes. Am I doing my math right? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be your hosts for the next 48 minutes of music, hot talk, hot rock, and hot chalk.
Hot topic comparisons?
Hot topic comparisons.
I wanted
I'm wearing my my Bloody Valentine. Who cares?
I want to show you this Coraline wallet I bought.
Coraline wallet. There it is.
How are you, Mac?
Johnny the Homicidal Maniac Comics. I'm not doing super great because the Spurs just lost.
Oh.
Well, you know what?
Well.
They're down by 7 with 30 seconds to go, and I had to come in and do the show.
Yeah. So we're holding out hope.
If they had some giant comeback, you need to call me right now. Yeah. 472-5667.
What is with the levels right now?
But I've been watching the playoffs, and God, it just seems like this is the playoffs that are just so injury plagued.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, Manu Ginobili, my boy,
right,
is out. The Rockets, who T-Mac was already out, you know.
Good riddance. Oh, screw that guy.
But then this isn't a huge loss to them because, you know, sometimes he's not necessarily a crucial part of the rotation, mm-hmm. but a guy we love, Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah,
hurt himself and he might be done forever.
That's what he's saying. And you know what? I am going to miss him for depth and just for character. Like, he's a good character guy.
Yeah, I'm going to miss his Cookie Monster-like voice.
Yes.
But also, like, he was a good influence on Yao Ming.
Yeah.
In terms of post moves and defense and that kind of thing. But he had a long career, but it was sad to see him go. But, you know what? I hope the Spurs turn that around. But you know what? Because of in past years, let me draw back the curtain a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The last time the Spurs played the Mavs and the Mavs beat them in Game 7 in overtime in San Antonio, as soon as the game was over, I turned off TV, walked straight to my bed, lied down, didn't talk to anyone the rest of the night.
I remember that because I was going to call you, and then I saw the final score. I was like, I'll see him in the AM. I will not bother him tonight.
Yeah, but this year, because of the injury and because of other reasons, I was just like, yeah, you know what? This isn't our season. Mm-hmm. So I'm not crushed. But and plus, I don't have as much exposure to the only Mavs fans I know are cool people.
Let me ask you this: How does it feel to not be as emotionally invested this year?
It kind of sucks a little bit because that is the reason I have cable television,
right?
Because I was surviving with regular TV, but actually I was. I'll tell you this: we were watching the game, streaming it illegally, I guess, off of. No, we weren't, but we were watching an illegal stream.
Mm.
Justin.tv, spreading that out there. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, go steal something.
We're like Abby Hoffman.
Yeah, we don't care. No.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the reason I purchased cable is because I wanted to watch NBA playoffs.
Because mm-hmm.
in the past, NBA playoffs, best time of the year. This year, too busy. And it kind of makes me sad a little bit, which is so stupid. Because it's one of those things that, you know, people say, like, you're not going to be in your deathbed being like, I wish I worked more, and I'm not going to be in my death box.
Right.
And you know, which is the cardboard box outside of a Borders, which is where I'm guessing we'll all die. Oh, hey, we got a phone call.
That's what I'm putting my money on.
Call KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah.
What's your name, caller?
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, how old are you?
My dad told me to call.
Okay, Chris, how old are you?
12.
What did your dad want you to call in? What's on your mind?
Well, that new theme that you're all looking for.
Yes.
What about classic rock?
Classic rock Saturday.
Classic rock Saturday.
The problem with that, Chris, is that we have a lot of diverse shows, and some of them don't play classic rock, and so we can't.
Okay. Yeah, we're going for like a whole Saturday sort of
theme. Yeah, like
the
whole Saturday lineup.
Not just this show.
Oh, I see. All right.
All right, but thanks for, you know what, if you think of something, or if your dad puts, why can't your dad talk to the phone? Is he driving right now?
All right, well, thanks, bye.
Okay.
I think Chris wanted to listen to himself.
I think so. I think he was just thrilled to hear himself on the radio.
Oh, boy.
Papa couldn't put down the bottle.
Hey.
But thank you, Little Shaver, appreciate you calling in.
Junior mascot winning. Is he old enough to listen to the show?
Oh, mascot winning kids.
Mascot winning kids.
Little mascots.
What if we called the new Saturday lineup Sons of Mascot Wedding?
No.
No.
Like no, that'd be...
We should bring in... We should bring in the What's a Girl to Do?
Yeah.
And ask them if they have but you know what?
No, I think they would call it Go to Hell Saturdays.
No, they're not. They're splitting up. They're going to join the Around the Town Sounds Collective.
Uh-huh.
So they'll still be a part of Co-op's... To be determined Saturday lineup.
That is correct.
The Saturday family. I have to think about that. What was I just talking about?
Playoffs?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm not going to. Yeah. It's not going to be one of those things where, like, I mean, I'm busy doing other stuff.
Right.
So that I find interesting. So it's not going to be like, oh, I wish I could watch more playoff basketball.
Yeah. Well, because I ask because, like, you really do. It drains you. Like, I've seen you in years past, like, really just like, you get angry when they lose. You get a little euphoric when they win. Like,
I don't like watching games with anyone else. And part of that is because I I don't know, I get a little too into it. Like, yeah, there was one year when the Spurs lost. I tend to remember the losses a little bit more than the wins sometimes. Uh-huh. Which is weird because I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
They got eliminated by the Lakers in 2004 after Derek Fisher hit that shot. And I watched all of game six with the sound off.
Yeah.
Couldn't even take it. So painful. But last time they won, 2007, mm-hmm, they swept the Cavaliers. And they won. And I was like, yeah. And I was calling all my friends because I was watching the game by myself. And I got a bottle of champagne, but I ended up leaving. And I ended up, here's how I celebrated the last Spurs championship. I drank an entire bottle of champagne and then got Taco Bell.
My goodness. Why would you recreate your wedding night?
Oh.
No, I mean,
don't make fun of Samantha like that. We had a beautiful thing for 2 years.
Because I also get very emotionally invested in sports. And in fact, I'm pretty sure a girlfriend left me because I got I got choked up when the Astros went to the World Series. Pretty sure she saw the tears in my eyes as they recorded the final out in the NLCS. And I was like, she's not sticking around for very much longer.
So here's the other thing. Reason why, because we were watching it out there.
Uh-huh.
And so somebody blew a layup. And what was your reaction on the Spurs? You're like, Jesus.
I was like, yeah, come on, guys.
I don't even get that emotional.
Yeah.
You're
very stoic. Like,
well, I have to be stoic. Otherwise, I'm punching walls and crying.
You're like Michael Bluth now. You don't have it in you to cry.
Maybe if, I don't know. You know, it's Spurs, very important to San Antonio. Austin, you know, not a huge basketball town.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. Apparently, this is a sports moose.
Yeah, jeez. Sorry, folks. Show.
I try to make it relatable, but, you know, I'm not just giving stats here. I'm talking about emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm making it real.
We're talking about us, which is all you really care about.
Yeah, seriously.
For crying in the mud.
For crying in the mud? What is...
I'm Fred Mertz now, apparently. I'm just a homespun saint.
Well, folks, we got some more Mascot Wedding Show coming up, and we'll talk about other things besides sports.
Yes, we will try to.
Yes. We're going to take a break, play some Muzak. Actually, not some Muzak, but some...
Music.
Yeah, music with local group Yume. And their song, what is it? East of Hercules? Can you give me the CD? I think that's it.
Yeah, it is.
East of Hercules, off of their Sunshower EP. This is Yume. More Mascot Wedding Show after this! Boom! We are back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
I am David Hotta.
And your microphone isn't on.
Ew.
Dude.
I am on now.
Yep.
And I'm David Hotta. Call in 472-5667. We'll talk about whatever you want. We haven't put a topic on the table. We're just dudes being dudes. Just hanging out.
I don't know if I agree with that. We just listened to Yume with their song East of Hercules off of their 2008 EP. Sunshower, which if you were making a top five EP list for 2008 and you're a fan of breathy rock vocals, your list just got 20% easier.
I like it, which is something you chided me for, is that I don't like the music the kids like these days, but I like that.
I've managed to avoid seeing them live. And I say that...
Hmm? Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Because you're like, what do you mean by avoid? I mean, they're you know, from Austin. They play like... five times a week,
yeah,
or something,
exactly.
And I haven't been able to catch them to the point where now it's like I'm avoiding them, but I am not. I want to go see them.
Yeah, it seems like if they were playing in your backyard, you wouldn't bother to look out the window.
Or I would get distracted by something like, oh, a shiny penny.
Hmm.
Speaking of getting distracted, on the way here, I passed a billboard for some sort of ant killer.
Okay.
And it had the billboard had a picture of the bag of ant killer and had a dead ant, and it goes, bring a gun to a knife fight. And I was like, oh,
what?
Hardcore.
This just got real.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's very visceral for killing such a small thing.
Yeah,
you,
exactly.
It's like you sprinkle some like some powder,
yeah,
on your grass, and then you go inside and have a beer and cheat on your wife. You don't...
yeah, exactly. You're not actively like, you're not torturing them. This isn't, yeah, like, you're not setting up your little gitmo. It's, you're just sprinkling powder, walking away. Unless an atomic bomb goes off, maybe tone it down a little bit, advertisement.
Yeah, you're inside watching a Midsummer Replacements like Castle. Or,
yeah, watching Kings.
Or Kings. Yeah, you know, you're not like taking a gun and blowing an ant's brains, yeah, out, or taking a knife and gutting it.
You're not the comedian just mowing people down with a flamethrower.
But I'll be honest with you, it got my attention. Most of the time, you know, it's not like I'm Homer Simpson. Like,
oh my God, I bought 7 bags.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even have a yard.
I'm like, fine, I'll go to clown college, but it was definitely. You know, I can't tell you the brand though, so. But I'm kind of curious to see on the way back.
You mean you're bound to not? Oh, you just don't know what it is.
I forgot.
Okay. I love those.
I have a busy brain.
I love those kinds of advertisements where like you remember the commercial, but for the life of you can't remember the product.
Yeah, it's like partial credit advertising.
Yeah. Obviously.
Bee boo boo bop.
Ugh. Folks.
Right?
No, I'm so hungry right now. I'm surprised you can't hear my stomach growl.
Well, we
go ahead, laugh it up, Chuckles.
So I go bee boo boo bop and then point to David so he can start his topic. And David's response is to rub his stomach and go, just,
my distended belly is just anyway,
flies buzzing around your eyes,
folks. I got something to talk about. It's getting on my last.
You can feed David for 75 cents a day.
You can't,
not in this economy. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
I got to get something off my chest. It's really starting to tick me off. I got to put it out there. It's going to be controversial. Some people are going to like it.
Oh, that's, if you want to call in with your response, it's a controversial topic.
That's right.
472-5667 is the phone number. 472-KOOP. Take it away.
So I am going to Austin City Limits Festival.
God, man.
I committed. Yeah, 3-day pass. Boom. In my possession. I'm going. And I'm really looking forward to it, too. Like, because I haven't been in a few years, and this was just one of those things I was like, you know what? I got to get out there again. I got to start, you know, doing stuff. I got to start, you know.
Why is this?
I can't take Austin for granted. Because we're also rock DJs.
We're rock DJs. Yes, yeah, exactly. We have to do these things.
Got to be out there. I got to press the flesh.
It's part of the lifestyle.
And shake hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going. I'm really looking forward to it. And look, I don't want to, what do you call it? I don't want to speculate, you know, on rumors. But there are some rumors out there. Some that seem pretty firmed up.
Yeah, and, if I'd say 98%, you can bank on it, the fact that...
Pearl Jam.
Yes.
And, folks, I am pleased as punch. I cannot wait for Pearl Jam. I haven't seen them in years. Like, I mean, we've talked about this before. I love them. They're probably one of my favorite bands. But, again, I understand why people hate them. I'm never going to force Pearl Jam on anybody. But I'm stoked. I'm really, really thrilled. And there's some other bands that are being bandied about. Nothing I'm going to confirm, but you know, let's say if Beastie Boys was on that list, let's say maybe if Sonic Youth was on that list.
Beastie Boys would be really weird if they weren't, because I think they're taping an ACL. They're doing an ACL taping that week.
Yeah, you got to sneak out the back door so, if you're not playing ACL Fest.
It's like, why did we schedule a taping on ACL and not do the festival?
I don't know.
That's my ad rock.
That's your ad rock. Very good ad rock. You've been working on that one.
Yeah.
So like, you know, as it gets closer to the official announcement, which is Tuesday, I have found myself trolling the message boards and blogs, looking for any sort of scrap of anything else, because I've got a wish list. I've got some bands that I'd like to see.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm sort of hoping they might appear on that list. So I want to see what I can get when I can get it, as soon as I can get it. But on these message boards and on these blogs, the haters are out. And I mean, like all the rumored bands, somebody's got something to say negative about all of them. Like,
and yeah, it would fall. I mean, I think it would be safe to say this falls under the category of what did you expect?
Yeah, exactly. What do you want, folks?
What do you want? There it is.
Yeah. Because, you know, like every sort of comment was like, oh, Pearl Jam and Beastie Boys, 1992 called. They want their lineup back. Or like, meh, which I hate. I hate seeing those three little letters together. That is rocketing to the top of my enemies list.
Yeah, it just, it's part of the, I mean, look, you can complain about the internet all day long.
And of sometimes, course, and
sometimes,
we have.
Sometimes we do. Yes. Yeah. Exactly, but like the fact that you're so meh about it,
yeah,
but you still feel the need to type meh.
Uh-huh.
It's just like if you truly were meh, you wouldn't be posting.
Yeah,
you'd just be like meh, and then close it.
But getting down to the meat of the story, getting down to the, you know,
heart of the matter.
What do you want? What did you expect? Let's step back a second. We're not talking about Bonnaroo. We're not talking about Coachella. We're not talking about any of those.
Yeah,
we are talking about an event called Austin City Limits Festival. Based off of, Mac,
the Austin City Limits television show that's been running on PBS.
Venerable program.
Yes.
Mainstay.
Mostly country, yeah, western.
Exactly. Or old people's music. Let's put it that way.
Folk rock sometimes.
Because if you had told me 7 years ago, hey guys, we're starting this thing called Austin City Limits Festival. We're highlighting stuff that you might see on Austin City Limits, the show. I would figure, okay, it's a 3-day festival, so how many times does that mean Bonnie Raitt is going to play?
Yeah, wasn't the first year just 2 days?
I think it was, actually.
So I think the first year was like, you know, oh, let me see, Bonnie Raitt, Willie Nelson, yeah. I love it. I don't even
Robert
know if
O'Keefe,
they were.
Yeah,
exactly. And then like, here, Wilco, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think Ryan Adams played that first year also.
I went the second year, and I was shocked to see the Dandy Warhols on there.
Uh-huh. And I went the year the Pixies played, and I was like, this is awesome. This is far beyond what I expected. Which, I mean, even then, it wasn't that great of a show, but like, at least I could say, hey, I saw the Pixies during ACL Fest, which, seriously, I'm surprised Lyle Lovett and Katie Lang did not put a tent up and just live there at
Los
ACL Fest.
Lonely Boys were one of the headliners one year.
Okay.
It was like a choice between
that was
like,
the same year.
it was like them and like Sheryl Crow or something like that.
And I went home early.
Yeah, it's just I didn't stay for it either. It's this kind of thing like look, what festival do you think this is?
Yeah.
I mean like
this isn't Cutting Edge Fest, okay?
Yeah. I mean they had Coldplay and Oasis one year, and that was about as big as it's going to get, I think.
And even then.
In terms of draws.
You know,
in terms of like,
there were a ton of people just complaining about that one, too.
Oh, my God. That's the thing. Every year. It's like, oh, man. And it's like, I'm sorry. It's this weird sort of sense of entitlement.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when did Austin St. Limits become the Pitchfork Music Festival? It never was.
Never was, never will be.
You're going to get, and so a lot of acts, like, you know, you're going to get the Lyle Lovett's in there and the... Well, I actually like Lyle Lovett. You know, I don't have any.
I got nothing against him.
Yeah, I don't have any of his albums.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're gonna get the Van Morrison's headlining. You're gonna get the Bob Dylan's headlining.
You're gonna get Pat Green. He's gonna be there. Like, you know, it can't be Deerhoof all the time.
Yeah, sorry, if Animal Collective's not the. Well, actually, I think they are playing this year. That's the last I heard.
Might be, so, like, for instance, if you look at Pearl, you know, like you're gonna get String Cheese Incident. Wait.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, no, you are. Yeah.
You're going to get String Cheese Incident for two sets on one stage. I apologize. That's all right. Well, you know what, though? Like, as horrible
you know
as what? That is,
yeah.
I don't feel like that I'm owed more than that.
No, I got feet. I can walk away. I'll go see something else. Or maybe I'll just go get a snack. Like, the ACL Gestapo is not knocking on your door, ripping money out of your bank account, telling you, forcing you to go. Like, don't go. If it bothers you so much, don't go.
Yeah, the fact that, like, you know, you're watching TV on the radio on one stage, and then on another stage, it's, I don't know, the Gourds or something like that. Like,
meh.
Yeah, exactly.
Gourds,
like,
meh.
Just hang out on TV and the radio. Who cares?
Why couldn't that stage be something else I like so I could be mad about not seeing both of them at the same time? Meh.
Oh, man, it sucked. In between breaks when Modest Mouse was playing or wasn't playing. I could hear some of the Toots and Maytal show. It was wretched.
Oh, that was the worst. Yeah.
Actually, that Modest Mouse was horrible that time.
Wait. No, I didn't go that year.
No, it was the worst day. It was a Saturday.
Oh, no. I was sick. That's right. I got sick on Friday.
I was sick, too. It was like so hot. And Modest Mouse came out and just didn't give a flying F that they were playing there. And then somebody else came out and like, hey, guess what? Acoustic set. And I was like, oh,
that was
killing me.
Was that Ben Queller?
That was like five different people. Ben Queller started out like that too. It's like, golly.
I do remember that.
I bought a 3-day pass too.
Okay, awesome.
But to be honest with you, I don't know if I'm going to go yet. I need to see. This is the thing. I wanted to see the lineup.
Uh-huh.
But there were some heavy rumors out there. For a time, there was rumor that U2 was going to be there, which they still might. I don't know. It's just rumor.
And you
but
know
like,
what?
And part of me was like, you know what? If there is somebody I want to see and I wait until after they announce like a huge draw, I probably won't get a chance at this ticket level.
Yeah.
Or I will buy it now, and then maybe if the lineup sucks, I'll sell it.
And you know what? Let's expound on that a little bit. If U2 does play, look, I think U2's terrible. I would just be so miserable if U2 headlines. But you know what? I'm not going to complain about it. I'm still going to get my money's worth. I'm still going to have a good old time. I might even stick around for U2 just to say I saw him. You got to know your enemy.
Dude, it's like, what is it? It's just a giant park. You know, you can, once, I don't know, Franz Ferdinand finishes up, you can just walk 10 steps, or Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
You can walk the 10 feet over, or you just basically turn your chair around, and then you can hear it, because a couple of U2 songs you probably like.
Yeah.
I don't know if Bono was annoying at half a mile away, if he could still maintain his annoyingness.
You know what?
His douchiness. What?
Push comes to shove, you really want to take a stand? Hail a cab. Go catch an after show. There's going to be like a bajillion after shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what do you want, folks?
Look, really? ACL, it is what it is, all right?
It is what it is.
You know, this show, all we do is complain. This time, taking a stance the opposite way.
That's right. We're flipping the script.
Stop complaining about that.
Yeah. or we're just going to complain about you. And guess what? This is a two-parter because lineup gets released Tuesday. I guarantee you we're going to talk about it. I guarantee you we are.
We might review the lineup.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I want to know where my money's going, to be honest with you.
Because my money might be going... Well, I already
might be coming
somewhere.
Back to you.
Let's might be coming back to me on eBay or something like that. Because that's right, I'm one of those jerks.
Nah, you're not that much.
I only bought the one for me.
Yeah, exactly. You're not even going to sell a pair.
Yeah. Well, dude, you know.
Here you go.
Someone else could buy one.
Yeah, Sergeant Pepper. There you go.
Sergeant Pepper.
Go by yourself.
I don't know what that
means. Because he's a lonely heart. Catch up.
Speaking of not that into bands, I wish I brought it with me today. If you have a chance to pick up a copy of your local Austin Onion this week, go ahead and do it because there's two really jerky show previews. Franz Ferdinand is playing tonight at La Zona Rosa.
What?
And there's a preview. What do you mean? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No.
I've been tied up with...
Tickets sold out a long time ago. Don't worry about
my rock DJ business
That's
on Saturdays.
True. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to go anyway.
Exactly.
And so, but their view was like, well, they weren't as popular as they once were, so who cares? And I was like, what? That's kind of weird. And then like, they also previewed Cake, and they're like, ugh. And it was basically the person who got the job of writing the Cake show hates Cake. And they're like, this boring band with their stupid music and their annoying cover of I Will Survive. It's like, wow, why did you write this?
Yeah.
Because that's what we like to hear, people who are not interested in things. That makes your lack of enthusiasm really comes through the page.
Wait a second. They're playing. They haven't played, right?
Yeah, they're playing this week, I think.
So it was a preview, not a review.
Yeah, both these things were previews. Yeah, and
so the guy who is previewing this, encouraging people to go out and see it, is negative. I love that.
Yeah, they don't. It's not like everything, you know, that comes to town gets in their preview list.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's the guy wasn't even assigned to go see the show and he hates it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I did not pick up on that. That's awesome.
You know what'll help? You know, I hear a lot of begrudging. The Austin music scene. People talk about how Austin used to be a place where musicians could earn a living between tours. They could come and they can play or whatever. And folks like that are like, oh, I'm helping the Austin music scene by telling people what's out there. But also, like, you know, if you're not going to, if you don't want people to go see it, why are you talking about
it? Yeah, exactly.
We're not on here to say, hey, go see. I can't think of somebody I hate.
Hey, go see Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback's coming. We're not previewing the Nickelback show.
Like being miserable
for 30 minutes. We're not talking about I Love You, But I've Chosen Boring. That band is boring. I'm sorry.
they're kind of boring.
Well, you know what? If you like them, that's great.
Nice guys, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you think I haven't complained about it in the past?
Exactly.
I don't know why my voice just died right there. Oh, boy. We do enough. We do enough. We do plenty. We earned it.
Yeah, we're pounding the pavement every day.
That's right. Real name, Dick Whitman. All right. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's put some music on.
Yeah. All this complaining about music. Time to roll around and some.
Time to enjoy some mellow sounds. I teased it a couple weeks ago. Didn't get to play it. I'll play it this week. Kelly Stoltz off the Circular Sounds album. War Mascot Wedding Show.
I'd like to go see him at ACL.
That's what I'm saying. That's on the wish list.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
War Mascot Wedding Show right after this. Uh-oh, boing. Comedy hijinks from the good folks at Co-op. And we have a call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you're on the air.
Am I on the air? Am I speaking to the DJ?
Yes. Yes, you are. This is I'm David from the Mascot Wedding Show, and I think I recognize your voice. Is this Rikembe Mutombo?
Yes, this is Rikembe Mutombo, father of basketball star Rikembe Mutombo.
Yes. Yes. You know what? I'm actually really really glad you called. I kind of want to know how you're taking the news there, pal. Yeah, I mean, it looks like his career may be over.
That is why I called in. I am heartbroken. It was such a great run. I hate to see it end like this.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you know, we have our fun, but it really was a long and kind of an amazing career.
I think I can speak for every fan of organized sports in saying that just because his career might be over, his legacy will live within us forever. If it was up to me, maybe he'd try and make a comeback next season, you know, because I don't think anyone was ready to see him go. But when it's your time, it is your time. And I think he had a career that was free from regrets.
Wow, you know what? I agree completely. That was really well said.
Well, having said that, I am still shocked that it is over. You spend so much time with one person, and the next thing you know, they hang it up. It's a shock. I am still stunned.
Yeah, no, I can totally see that. But like you said, it was a great career. There's nothing to be ashamed about.
As sad as I feel, I cannot imagine how Al is feeling right now.
I'm sorry, Al? Who's Al?
Al Michaels, his broadcast partner. He has to be a heartbroken.
Al Michaels. Wait, who are you talking about? Are you talking about John Madden?
Yes, we're talking about John Madden retiring. I just got the news this week, and I was stunned. It feels like a different NFL without him.
Okay, sure. No, I agree also. But I thought you were talking about your brother Dikembe.
Well, Dikembe was not that into American football.
No. I thought you were talking about what happened to Dikembe.
Wait. But what are you talking about? What happened to my brother?
Are you serious? Dikembe Mutombo, he got hurt in a game against the Blazers this week, and he announced that the injury would probably end his playing career.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you are with the joking.
No, I'm not with the joking. He hurt his knee, I believe.
This is not happening. This cannot be happening.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I think he hurt his knee, and he said that his basketball days are over. So yeah.
Oh my God, why am I being punished like this?
I'm sorry. How do you not know this? I can't believe I'm the one to break the news to you. I thought you traveled with the team.
I do. I traveled with Houston Rockets. But once we got to Portland, I got so busy with my charity work that I wasn't able to help the team for a couple of days.
Oh wow, jeepers! I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be the one to give you the bad news.
Oh my no! What will I do for money? Where will the money come from now?
Oh wow! I gotta say, I'm a little shocked by that.
What? What do you mean? Why?
Well, I don't want to tell you how to feel about your brother, but being worried about his money seems kind of insensitive.
You don't understand. He needed to keep playing another 5 years to pay for all his stuff.
Really? Wow. I never pictured him as a free spending type of guy. I mean, he's done all that great charity work. He's donated all that money. Wow.
Well, my brother really is not that sort of guy I am.
I don't understand.
Sometimes I buy things with Dikembe's money.
So Dikembe gave you all of his money to spend? How did you get in financial trouble? I'm not following.
He didn't exactly give me all his money. Sometimes I pretend that I am Dikembe, and then I use his credit card, etc. You know, it's easy to do because we look so much alike.
That's right. because
we are twins, that's correct. Identical twins.
Even though he is significantly taller than you.
He's a little bit taller than me.
Is that right? How tall is he again?
7'2".
And how tall are you again?
5'7".
Okay. That's more than a little bit shorter than him.
The ladies don't seem to think so.
Okay. I don't know what that means, so I'm just going to ignore it. You know what? I'm sorry. I should tell people I am talking to Dikembe Mutombo, supposed twin brother of injured Houston Rocket Dikembe Mutombo.
Supposed? What does that mean?
Well, I'm not sure that you guys are twins.
Identical twins.
Sure. Okay, that's fine. So Dikembe, you spent all of Dikembe's money.
Most of it is gone, yes.
Wow, okay. I mean, because we're talking about millions and millions of dollars. It would have to take a while to spend that kind of money, and he never noticed.
Actually, I spent it all yesterday.
Yesterday? How did you do that?
I bought a submarine.
Submarine? Why on earth would you need a submarine?
It was for my charity work.
How could you use a submarine for charity work? That makes no sense.
Well, I was helping to build a new burn ward for a children's hospital in Western Congo.
Oh, wow, that sounds very noble.
Yes, and I figured the best way to raise money would be to raffle tickets to a hedonistic cruise on a sex submarine.
What?
Yes, you buy a raffle ticket for $50,000, and you get to go on an anything-goes submarine sex trip to a secret sex island.
Oh, my God. That's how you raise money for a children's hospital. That is disgusting.
Well, it wouldn't have even got off the ground without the submarine.
and you had to buy it? Why couldn't you just like rent it?
Well, no government would rent a submarine to me once they find out that level of depravity that was going to be carried out inside of its hull.
Oh my God, that sounds so sleazy. Okay, now I gotta know, how much did the submarine cost?
I got a pretty good deal on it.
Okay.
They gave me a discount because of my brother at the Kimbe.
Right. How much did you pay for it?
Only $102 million.
Oh my God, wait a second. You spent $102 million on a submarine. And how much did you hope to raise with your raffle?
Well, remember, the Kimbe spent the money.
I don't know it yet.
And, well, with the raffle, before expenses, I hope to make about $16 million, probably.
Okay, let's stop and do this math. So you spent $102 million to make a possible $16 million. That makes 0 cents.
It's an investment. Once word of mouth gets around about how filthy this year's sex voyage was, I can raise the price of the raffle tickets next year.
Yuck. Ugh, that is... Look, this is gross. And now I don't want to know, but I got to know. I just... Will you be partaking of the sex cruise on the submarine?
What do you mean by partake?
I don't want to do this. Will you be participating in any of the, let's say, adult activities on the submarine?
Of course, yes. And it's part of the appeal. Every raffle winner can sex Mutombo all they want. Oh,
that is so creepy. That is so... So creepy.
Say, do you want to be a part of it?
No.
We need a DJ on board to play music.
No. I want no part of this.
How's your stamina?
That is none of your business.
How many times can you...
No. Stop right there. Look.
Do you swing?
No. Stop. Well, stop.
That's a point against.
Okay, well, thank
you. To be honest with you, they expect it.
Okay, look. Your brother, his playing career is probably over. Are you going to at least call him after this?
Well, I'll probably take the sub down to see him. I'm still in Oregon, finalizing the details. Then I will take the sub down to Texas and see how bad the knee injury is. I'm betting he can still play. If not here, then maybe in Europe or Israel.
You don't think he's going to be furious about the submarine?
He might be. But once I take him down into the sexy hull, no man can resist such a world of pleasure I have set up down there.
You are so slimy. I gotta tell you, I feel sorry for your brother.
Yes, I have it pretty rough.
No, not you. I feel sorry for your brother for having to put up with you.
Yes, I am pretty great.
You're not even listening, are you?
No, you cannot get on the sub for free. You have to work for it.
Okay, now you're really not listening.
Triplets sound like a great idea.
You know what? Give my best wishes to your brother, and I hope you can still return that sub.
I am very handsome, more so than the Kimbe. You are correct.
All right, that's, you know what, goodbye.
Who wants a sex
Mutombo? Oh, I'm glad I stuck around for that one. Ugh. Ugh. I feel so gross. I feel so gross everywhere. That's a good way to wrap that up. Another exciting edition of the Mascot Wedding Show, the All Sports Edition. That's circus music. Let's get out of here. Four. More information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, for crying out loud. We haven't got an email in a dog's age. mascotwedding@gmail.com. Clear spots coming up next. Lisa, Linda, bringing the hot rock for a Saturday night. I'm sure they're going to be just torn apart about the end of Over the Sweater Saturday. They're just going to cry in their sweaters. But, we're going to leave you now with some... I forgot. Oh, we're going off some Slade. There we go. Boom. Far, far away. For Mac, I'm David. Good. Bye, Austin.
I've seen the yellow lights go down the Mississippi.